The Nova Scotia Mental Health and Addictions Program held a tour of their recovery support center in North Sydney this week. Media and community support leaders had a chance to tour the recovery support center, which provides education, recovery, and harm reduction support, along with one-on-one support and group treatment for people struggling with substance use and/or gambling concerns. The center opened in March 2023. Director of Mental Health and Addictions for Nova Scotia's Eastern Health Zone, Nadine Wadden, spoke about who came out to see the center.
Pharmacy, that's just within walking distance. So close working relationships with our team, and it's really a collaborate together with community to provide the best possible care. So we have reps from Leaside, we have reps from EFRI.
Cape Breton Regional Municipality District 2 Councillor Earlene McMullen, who represents most of North Sydney, says it's her first time touring the center, and spoke about what stands out to her the most.
It's an astonishing facility. I mean, I live in North Sydney, and I did not expect what I saw here today. The capabilities of, I thought, would be a clinic, but to see the support for outpatient recovery, the availability of beds and showering facilities and medical supports and psychological support and groups, and it's really something.
She spoke more about the importance of the center.
Anybody that is in Cape Breton in general right now, but particularly the north side, we have a lot of issues with substance abuse. And to have this here in this location and so accessible to everyone, I mean, I just learned today that this facility is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. for anybody that needs, you know, assistance. Just walk through the door. It's incredible.
Pharmacist and pharmacy owner of North Sydney PharmaChoice and Capital Drugs PharmaChoice, Trevor Russell, was also visiting the center for the first time and shared his thoughts.
It's a great facility. It's very welcoming, warm. It's great to know that this resource is in the community. On a day-to-day basis, we come across a lot of patients, individuals who have very complex situations, and it's nice to know that there's somewhere in the community that we can direct them to get the help they need.
Nadine Wadden says the center is committed to helping anyone who walks through the door.
A lot of what we've been talking about today is really being low barrier access, so anybody can come in and we would start with a sort of thorough, comprehensive sort of assessment of what their type of support they're seeking and what their care needs are. And we would have providers on site. We have access to a nurse practitioner, physician, and a multidisciplinary team of nurses and social workers as well.
Those coming into the center can choose to participate in group or one-on-one sessions. Wadden explained how they work.
They're recovery-focused groups that are really educational in nature. And so the way that we have those groups offering right now is that there are 12 sessions, but anybody, you don't have to complete them. It's really like at your own pace or what's comfortable for you. And sometimes if a group setting isn't sort of possible due to scheduling, we can also offer the content that happens in those. We call it educational groups in recovery support, harm reduction focused content. Those individuals can still receive that group content from one-to-one from one of our staff as well.
Some group sessions include relapse prevention, coping with cravings, and recovery goal setting. Wadden spoke about psychiatric help available at the center.
So we work in partnership with our Department of Psychiatry and Psychiatry with special expertise in addictions medicine. And so we would have the care team responsible for the care, depending on the complexity of the needs or the client needs, reach out and sort of set up that access or appointment or consultation with psychiatry as required. So it's really about helping to sort of make those transitions or access to the right provider at the right time more accessible.
The center has 4 patient rooms and 2 showers that clients can use during their visit. Also on the tour was Nova Scotia Minister of Mental Health and Addictions, as well as the MLA for Cape Breton East, Brian Comer. He was asked if a similar center would be coming for communities like New Waterford, where a heated town meeting was recently held to discuss the impact of drugs in the community. Comer says the North Sydney Center also helps to serve New Waterford.
Yeah, really important question. So I just maybe speak a little bit to the recovery support centers at first. So really incredible work done by the team here in Eastern Zone right across the province. Look, we have 12 recovery support centers open now in Nova Scotia, so which is an incredibly heavy lift in a very short period of time. So we're very happy to support that as the provincial government. With the question specific to Nawataford, I think it's a really important, complex issue. There's certainly staff here that do what's called community outreach. So they spend time in communities in different parts of CBRM, sort of working with community partners, working with folks who may be having issues with substance use disorder. And they can be connected to the service as well. So it doesn't have to be someone from North Sydney that could use the service. So that's really, I think, important thing to note. And I know there's a lot of work being done to kind of increase the presence within communities, not just in North Sydney. So that kind of work remains ongoing. There's also been significant investments, I would say, in integrated youth services at the site in Sydney, which is a great resource for youth, you know, 12 to 25, who can also be kind of living with, you know, concurrent disorders, so substance use issues and mental health issues. So work is ongoing with our community partners, with the municipality, with the regional police. Those conversations are certainly ongoing to see what we can do to increase our support for folks. But I would say in Cape Breton in general, there's been historic investments, to be quite frank, in terms of government support for mental health initiatives. Something as complex, I would say, as addiction specifically, there's always more that can be done. I think anyone that works in the field or has a loved one who lived with addiction can certainly probably speak to that. So there's more to be done, but there's significant work that's here that's underway, and I'm certainly looking forward to keeping that work ongoing.
He says the delivery of addiction services is becoming more accessible throughout the province and says they're working on barriers, such as a lack of transportation to recovery centers. For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.